Though the vote was unanimous, the road getting there was a bit rocky. And the biggest stone was a motion to postpone the vote altogether. Here's Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeis.
I'm actually going to move to table this motion until we have time to explore more safeguards of public land.
That motion was seconded by Assemblymember Tristan Gavon. In order to understand the conversation that follows, let's back up a step. Sitka's shortage of affordable housing has long been on the Assembly's radar. In 2006, voters designated the Old City Shop site for an affordable housing project, and the Sitka Community Development Corporation put together a plan to build a neighborhood on site with 13 cottage homes. To keep the neighborhood affordable, buyers would only purchase the house, not the land. That's how a community land trust works. At its last meeting, the Assembly voted unanimously to sell a portion of the Old City Shop site, parcel 1306, which is next to the vet hospital on Halibut Point Road. But when the time came to vote on it for the second and final time, Eisenbeis voiced concern that the legal language in the sale agreement did not protect the land enough.
What if SCDC is unable to come through with funding and we nothing ever gets built on that land? There's nothing that I see that would, A, revert the land back to public use or in other way dispose of it.
To fund construction, the SCDC is leaning heavily on a Tier 2 grant from the Rasmussen Foundation. The application for the grant is due in February. Board President Randy Huey was concerned that if the Assembly tabled the vote and delayed the process, that funding opportunity would be jeopardized.
There are a bunch of steps in working with Rasmussen Foundation to prepare. It's quite an elaborate process with many steps where it isn't just that you send it in and they say, here's your check, or not. It's a process that involves them coming here and a lot of research about it, because we're asking for a pretty substantial amount of money.
Huey didn't specify how much money, but Tier 2 grants are by definition over $25,000. If awarded, SCDC plans for the grant to cover the costs of construction below ground, and homeowners will bear the costs above ground. For Gavon, the pressures of a grant application wasn't a compelling enough reason for the vote to sail through.
Doing our due diligence as the Assembly to ensure that this land truly is permanently set aside for affordable housing should really take priority over the grant application to the Rasmussen Foundation.
Gavon's biggest concern was the fate of the land should the SCDC dissolve and sell the land to a private entity. In that case, the ground lease for the land says that the homeowner has the right of first refusal to buy the land itself. For Gavon, this possibility threatened the community land trust model.
By giving the person who has that land lease the right of first refusal, in my mind, that takes the land, it brings it to the free market, it brings it back to the private market, and there's no guarantee that land would be prioritized for affordable housing.
Gavon suggested the Assembly wait 2 weeks to craft legal language with more safeguards. SCDC Board President Randy Huey assured the Assembly that putting the land in private hands is not likely.
I cannot imagine a scenario in which we would want to do that. Again, it would appear to me to be a violation of a trust of a relationship that we're establishing with the city to work as partners to develop affordable housing. Our goals, objectives, purposes, why we work as a band of volunteers is to try to keep affordable create affordable housing.
Hearing that was a reassuring message for Gavon.
I think that was my main concern, is we do need to have this discussion out in the public domain, and the public does need to know and hear that SCDC is committed.
City Administrator Mark Gorman addressed the Assembly, saying that Sitka is not the only city with an eye on the community land trust. He explained how SCDC Executive Director Mim McConnell, who recused herself from the vote as mayor, spoke on a panel last week at the Municipal League Conference in Anchorage.
Was presented, and Mim was overwhelmed with cards from around the state saying, we love what you're trying to do on the Old City Shop lands. And I think this ordinance has been worked and reworked for months with all level of staff. I think staff has confidence in it, and I think staff has confidence in SEDC.
For Eisenbeiss, it was this level of scrutiny that made it even more important the Assembly sell this land with caution.
It's not trying to stop this project wholly, but I want to make sure we do this right the first time. Everyone's going to be looking at this project, and as that's been stated, that this is a model for the state. You know, let's do this right.
But in the end, the motion to table was voted down. The ordinance to sell the land was passed on second and final reading. The SCDC intends to acquire parcels 1410 and 1414 at a future date. But for now, there's a grant to apply for. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.